speaker, our 10-minute speaker today is Allison. So bring your hands together for Allison.
Okay, my name is Allison, and I'm an alcoholic. I'm gonna set my little timer because 10 minutes will go by really fast, and I could talk all day about myself. I always get really nervous as soon as I get in front of a bunch of people, but if I'm sitting on the outside of you where I'm not really looking at your faces, I'm okay. Whew, okay, here we go. So I was born 37 years ago in Santa Maria. Started off okay. Yeah, my parents, you know, slowly I realized they were alcoholics. By the time I was 4, I was anxious about everything. I thought that was normal. I thought life was meant to be hard. I didn't understand that we had a dysfunctional family. So as years went on, I just kind of got used to that feeling and just assumed it took everybody years to adjust to new situations Actually, it was all the same situations. It just took me very long to adjust to it before I felt comfortable. I'll just skip all the way ahead to high school. I asked my parents if I could go to St. Joe's because it was smaller and I had one friend, and because I was terrified of going to a bigger school because junior high was hell. Sometimes when people are talking about like getting arrested and stuff and they're, you know, like young life start, I always kind of forget that like when I was in junior high, my brother and our neighborhood friends decided to vandalize our elementary school. And so one day I was like in class in junior high and the cop shows up and my dad's like, yeah, this cop is here to talk to you. So that's like kind of the first experience I had with the law. I got arrested a couple times for shoplifting, but it was never crazy enough to where they actually took me to jail. They're just like, okay, well, you can walk from here. Halfway through high school, I started to adjust, and I was really smart. So one of the ways I got used to people was I would just pass answers around the classroom. And so that's kind of how I got popular. Because why not, I guess, use one of my talents. I had one friend and she fit in a lot better than I did. So she started getting invited to like the parties and stuff. I probably never would have if she wasn't my friend. And that was also about the time I realized that my parents were alcoholics and that my mom drinking a box of wine every night was not normal. And like her falling out of bed and me having to rush upstairs to be like, what is happening? And her like, I'm just going to the bathroom. Like that wasn't normal. I spent like my childhood taking care of my brother so that he didn't realize how bad my parents were, protecting my mom from my dad because they would just always be fighting, but then also making sure my dad was okay, and just whoever ended up on the couch, whosever side I was taking, I either was upstairs in their room making sure they made it through the night, or downstairs on the couch making sure whatever parent that was getting through the night. I thought that was normal. So the first time I got drunk was probably like within the same month that I realized what alcoholism was. And I just never even considered the fact that it might happen to me. But yeah, I was like all in right away. Like it was the best feeling. Like it was, I mean, just life disappeared. And for once, it was just like me and the world and people having fun. And that was like, I guess that was what I had been looking for, and I didn't even know it until that first night. So that's kind of how I got through the rest of high school, just whatever, waiting for whatever party was going to happen that weekend. Tried to go to college. That didn't work out. My first like semester there, my mom passed away. She got pneumonia, but I'm also kind of convinced that her entire body was already destroyed from the alcohol enough that there was no chance of recovering. I mean, she went to the hospital and no longer had any like thing to put in herself. But so I just carried on through life, waiting to die. I thought that was my purpose, was to just die and meet her wherever she was at. Then, you know, met boys, did whatever was convenient for me to get what I needed when I wanted. At some point, I met my daughter's dad. He was convinced that he was a successful dope dealer. He wasn't very successful, you know, but he tried. Eventually, I mean, that relationship was not good. And all I'm going to say is this beautiful young lady right here was not a product of me saying yes, but it was the best thing that ever happened to me, because in that moment, I decided I wanted to live and I wanted to change my life. And so I told my dad, I'm ready to move home, move back to Santa Maria, got a job, got rid of that person. We tried for a few years to get by. I wasn't drinking. I was just running on my own will, and it was working. And then the second one came along, all my mental health shit just came piling on top. And so what did I do? I did what I knew how. I drank and I started smoking weed again. And I thought it was different because I was just drinking beer and I was just smoking weed. And I had convinced myself, like, well, if I had access to pills or something else, I'd actually be a drug addict. I'm not an alcoholic. Yeah, that makes sense, right? So I was, you know, using every excuse in the book to try and convince myself I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just drinking beer. I'm going to work, waiting till night. Then COVID hit. Oh my gosh. That got bad. 2020, early 2021, the world was shut down. I had a neighbor who was very harassing us. And one night, I met someone at the dog park, and I was wearing a sweatshirt, and he's all, oh, so you know who Bill and Bob are? I was all, well, I guess so. And so a few weeks later, I was like, I can't take it anymore. And I texted him, and I said, so you go to AA, you know? And he said, yeah, do you need to go to a meeting? And that's where this journey started. That was a little over 4 years ago. Immediately found someone I wanted as a sponsor. I don't know why she liked me, because everybody always tells me, oh, I don't think she likes me. Oh, I don't think she likes me. I'm like, what are you talking about? And but she started taking me through the steps. I knew I had a problem. I knew I was an alcoholic. So step one was easy. Step two, I was all, well, you guys can be sane. There's no way I can ever be sane. So I thought God, a higher power, could work for everybody else, until one day I had a relapse and I was like, this is scary. And I was convinced that if I didn't do something different, I was going to die that night. And so I decided, okay, maybe I can do it too. And, went through step two with my sponsor. You know, she's like, what do you think a loving God is, or a higher power? What do you like? Isn't. And so we went through the qualities that I want in a higher power. So I got to choose. And then I remember doing step three. We were in the park. She had white jeans on. She's like, okay, we're going to get down on our knees. I'm like, you're wearing white. She laid a little thing down and knelt down on it. That was step three. Then, you know, I started on my list of inventory. We did step five. She's like, okay, do you want to remove your defects of character? I said, yeah. And we did it. I mean, it was like as quick as that. Simple. Then I just continued, you know, made a list, made amends as fit. And then I just continued. And I've gotten into service, which I never wanted to do. It took me like 2 years, but I did it. And now I'm the chair of our Central Coast Roundup. Which I did not do that because normally, I mean, the kid who wanted to go to St. Joe's to get away from people. Yeah. Now I'm here doing this for, I don't even know why, because I'm scares the shit out of me. You know, I've got two beautiful girls. They talk to me. We have fun. Like, I'm glad they're young. And, this is what they want to see. I bring them here so they can hear all of this, so they can decide whether they want this life or that life that we're trying to leave behind. That's it. All right.
Awesome. All right, y'all. Put your hands together one more time for Allison.